Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Francine is barreling toward the Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Director Michael Brennan on what this storm is packing.
Widespread rainfall totals of 4 to 8 inches expected, with isolated amounts as high as 12 inches, especially near where the core of Francine is expected to make landfall in southeastern Louisiana later today and tonight.
San Bernardino County, California deputies have arrested a man they believe started the Line wildfire. Sheriff Shannon Dykus.
About 73,000 complete structures have been threatened by this fire. And when that translates to our citizens in this county, approximately 100,000 citizens.
About 35,000 acres have burned. The U.S. remembers those killed in the 9/11 attack.
Edward T. Keene.
Richard M. Keene.
Lisa Yvonne Carney Griffin.
Carol Ann Keyson.
Nearly 3,000 people died 23 years ago. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before last night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half-staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, September 12th, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m. at the ADRCCW in Wausau. The board meeting will begin at 9:30, followed by the executive committee meeting. The ARPA Funding Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Wood County Courthouse. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10:30 in Wausau. The WRPS Central Oaks Academy Governance Board will meet at 2 online. The McMillan Memorial Library Personnel Committee is meeting at 5 in the McCourt Conference Room. In Portage County, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 3:30 at the Portage County Annex. The Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 5, and the Groundwater Citizens Advisory Committee will meet at 7. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the team earned this win.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good. And thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting two early runs.
Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-80s. Friday and this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or storm, and highs in the low 80s. For next week, lots of 80s, maybe a touch more humid. It's 82 right now.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the league, in case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matinair on air.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to talk to our friend Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communication Specialist of Encourage. She's got Jay and Gus joining us with from Team Rapids. Looking forward to that and been looking forward to this all week. Our good friends, family, really. Stephen and Katrina Hitler from Family Natural Foods is with us. Hey, you two, how you doing?
Great. Hey.
Good to have you with us. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate not only you guys being here, but what Family Natural Foods has done in our community, the institution that you guys are. We appreciate you putting into this community like y'all do. What's happening? What's going on over at the shop?
You know, it's funny. You say institution, and my brain was like, institution? Mm-hmm. Like, wait, really? And then I'm like, oh, yeah. 78 years. I get what you're talking about now.
Yeah, sure.
It was a reach, though. I don't know why I chose that word.
It's a good word. My brain had to reach for it, too. And then I'm like, yeah, 78 years. So
yeah. We've been talking a lot about that lately.
Let's just highlight it because we're going to. It's on our talk about is our customer appreciation sales are coming up on October 4th and 5th. So that's first Friday of October and the first Saturday of October. And we're going to be open the normal business hours. So Friday, you know, is 9 to 6 and Saturday is 9 to 4. And so the things that we're going to have, you know, highlighted on sales is like all of our supplements. So vitamins, minerals, homeopathic, CBD, all of the vitamins.
Yep.
Your immune vitamins, a great time to stock up.
Yeah.
All the things is going to be 20% off. In that category. And then we like to highlight also like essential oils and some cosmetics, where it's a great time if you're thinking about gift giving. And a lot of times essential oils is such a great gift to give, or you have projects like you want to make something with essential oils. That's a great time to stock up. And it's of all of our companies of essential oils.
Also probably have like protein powders, some collagens. Mm-hmm. Those have been really popular. And really when it comes down to it, a day in the year, in this case 2 days, where we have this many items on sale.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes have other, you know, sales.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely they're as good or better sales, but as far as just wanting to walk around the store and pick anything off the shelf and, you know, having a good chance that it's going to be on sale, come in on October 4th or 5th, that Friday and Saturday, and you'll find that there's a lot of good sale items.
Our largest sale.
We bring in some like fun experts just to kind of like help customers in the store because it gets kind of busy. So like we've got our own staff. We're
and
there for
awesome.
You.
They're awesome. Yep. They'll help you.
They're their own experts for sure. But then we bring in some folks that, you know, maybe they'll have some demos. They'll have you try some samples of things, things you can taste, maybe things you can take home with you. And so there's always like a lot of free kind of giveaway stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a free gift with purchase. We're working on that one right now.
Yeah,
which
we
is
have.
Fun.
Yeah, we don't. That's still sort of a surprise, I think, even to myself, perhaps.
Right, right.
and then we always have like raffle baskets. So there's tons of raffle prizes you can win.
Oh my gosh, so
oftentimes,
many.
More than 60, 80 raffle prizes. So, like, we get people coming in every year. They always say this to me, and I love it because I'm one of these people too. And they say, oh, I never win anything.
Yeah.
And that's me, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about
same.
You, James. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Same.
So, you know, Unfortunately, I'm not going to win anything because I don't know. Well,
James, you could come and put your name in.
Anybody else who comes in who's not an employee at Family Natural Foods, you come in and sign up for raffle prizes, and there's a pretty good chance you're going to win something.
Yeah,
and we really have a lot of fun with that. So, so stop in for our anniversary event. It's that October 4th and 5th, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Go ahead, James.
I was just going to say real quick, I've said this for years, and I will continue to say that nobody does customer appreciation days like you guys do. For one, nobody really does days. A lot of people do a day. Nobody does this for like a weekend and stuff, and you guys really go above and beyond. I am curious, too, when it comes to the products you choose to put on sale, it seems specific and intentional, ones that are used a lot, ones that you know this community frequently buy. Certainly when it comes to supplements, that covers the broad, you know, the whole umbrella. Yes. That's a really... Is that the case? Is this stuff that you guys think about, or you just throw it at a dart at the door?
No, there's a thought. And I also think, going back
to
that
a lot of experience.
Institution, like we were talking about, right? Like, our grandfather did it a certain way, and our dad, and we're following suit of that. Like, I would say our dad is the one who kind of put up more of these sales and such. So we learn from one of the best, you know?
Yep.
Sure did. He'll probably be there, too. So if you want to see Mike Hittner...
he'll make his debut.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, my mom's usually there. It's kind of fun. We bring the whole family up. My wife will probably be there. Mm-hmm. Katrina's family will stop through for a while, maybe help with some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, even if you've never been to our store, or if you've been there since you were a kid, and some of these customers, they said, "Oh, I remember your grandfather. I came in here with my dad." And now they're
stories.
Like 70 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
We love
80 years old.
You know, come on in again, or come in for the first
time.
Bring
your friends,
and just enjoy the experience. You don't have to buy anything. You could just come and hang out and see what it's all about. We just love having the community come in, and it's always... It always inspires us and energizes us.
Absolutely.
That's a really good point, Stephen. I've mentioned before how much I enjoy the vibe in the building and in the store. It's never a bad idea to stop on by, especially if you haven't in a while. And you guys have new products all the time things to check out all the time. So a great idea to stop by. And what a better time than this time, Customer Appreciation Days.
Absolutely. Yep. It's to really appreciate and thank the customers for all of their years. 78 years.
That's
so
amazing.
We thank them. And we're going to highlight it more in detail in the next radio segment, so the end of the month, with like who's going to be there, so people can really decide what times they want to come, or you know, multiple times. So we'll highlight that more. I do want to make a mention, and I'm going to keep mentioning it until it happens, but at the end of the month, on September 24th, we're going to have our digestive health presentation with Dr. Tracy, and I know we've been talking about this, but we're really
pumped.
She's
great.
Yeah. She's so good.
Dr. Tracy is so good. Like, so many people have acid reflux. We could just talk about one of these things, acid reflux. The medications that you can take for these acid blockers, they're not designed to be taken for, you know, months, years. Mm-hmm. Some people are on these for years and decades. Those are problems that are so easily solved. Dr. Tracy has so many things she can, you know, help people with related to acid reflux, just for one thing. And then, you know, there's all sorts of other, you know, digestive things. It could be IBS. Mm-hmm. It could be colitis. I don't know what else.
Yeah, I mean, just like even the people that come in and go, "I don't know what's going on, but something's going on."
Yes.
She's so good at being like, "Well, you don't know, but this is what you should take, or try this," and pivots people.
There's a reason she's a doctor.
Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah, she's great.
And she is such a good talker.
Yep.
She's such a good communicator. And along with all of those things, and what you were saying there, Stephen, about being knowledgeable and really knowing her stuff about this, she is really good. Even over the phone, she's really good at getting you to just feel comfortable talking to her.
You've interviewed her on the radio here, I think.
Yeah. And even just bringing up topics that maybe you might even be embarrassed to bring up around a parent or a sibling or something like that, you feel more comfortable with her, just with her natural just way of kind of communicating. She's got such a, you used to call it bedside manner.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a really good knack of that. And I can only imagine having her in person, what that can do for our community, what that can do for people that might be dealing with stuff. And you hit it on the head, Katrina, especially with our gut. I don't know what's going on, but something's going on in there. Like that's one of those places where that stuff happens. It's all the time.
Absolutely.
Being able to find out more about this, it's not only a great idea for you and yours, but it's also really interesting, I think, too. Like even if you're doing good, and we hope you are out there, I would encourage you to learn more
about your own system. It's a good thing to do. So
there's always ways to optimize it. We've talked about this before too. And I think really, it's important to optimize your digestion. You know, if you want to take any supplements or even medications or other things, you know, things we'll talk about later today even, if you have better digestion, you get more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more, you know, you're getting more for your money. You go buy some healthy foods and your body can digest it better. You're getting more out of it and you're going to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole body will feel better. You have more energy, better vitality. Your skin will look nicer. Mm-hmm. Your hair will look more vibrant. Fingernails, like all these kind of things, you know. It's wide reaching and it all kind of starts in your gut because that's where your fuel comes from.
Your fuel and your immune system and all of those things.
So that's going to be on September 24th. Mm-hmm. It's a Tuesday.
It's at 5:15. Yep. So come, bring a friend. And
put on your calendar,
you know, bring your notebook because you're going to take notes. And she's so good.
It's surprising.
Yeah. And then I just want to highlight a couple sales as we're, you know, the middle of the month. Just a reminder, we've had a 2 months of this like school sale, let's call it, back to school. So really highlighting kids, but also some adults and things for stress, things for, you know, multivitamins, good for immune health, kind of getting people their kit ready for in case, oh no, what's going to hit.
Yeah, and there's a lot hitting early this year.
There's a lot hitting early. So definitely take advantage of that. Goes till the end of the month of lots of, you know, back to school kind of focus.
And also things for focus.
Nicely done. Way to play that out, Stephen. Yeah, I like it.
If your kids need a little more focus, we've got some stuff for them.
Yes, absolutely. And then I want to highlight one of our CBD lines. It's the CV Science brand. The whole line is on sale this month. So good time if you like that product.
Yeah,
it's a good
plus
time to
CBD,
come get it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, what is the difference with that particular line as with other lines like that?
Plus CBD is like the nation's biggest company,
right?
As far as like popularity and sales, and we've always liked to kind of find the best quality companies. Mm-hmm. And some of these larger companies go through more meticulous scrutiny and checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
And especially early on, but even still today, the CBD world can be a little bit of a wild west.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always want to make sure that it's a quality product that will give people good results and no bad results.
Yeah.
And that's where this company is really showing for us. It's been great. So.
I ask in part because one of the things that I've noticed, and I haven't heard a whole lot of talk about this, but you can't go anywhere nowadays, especially like gas stations and stuff, and you see these things for sale. And there are products like that out there that can help you, and I just encourage people to go to places, reputable places, and places that you can have somebody to actually talk to that knows something about, hey, can this really help me with anxiety? Can this help me with this or that?
Yeah, and our products are designed, you know, like Plus CBD is a health food store, health food company.
Yes.
And obviously that's what our focus is. So people that are looking for CBD or anything like that, that want to get health benefits, mm-hmm. that have some health concern they want to try to work on, you're better to go to a health food store. You know, the gas stations, it's a great place to get gasoline.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing you should buy at a gas station.
Yeah. You don't get CBD, you don't get sushi at a gas station.
Yeah.
There's certain things you just don't do at a gas station. Yeah. Anything else, we love our gas stations and appreciate our clerks out there.
Yep.
But I thought it was an important note because I just see more and more, it feels like, of those products. Go to reputable places, go to places that you can trust and places that have a great history, a great reputation, as well as great people working there that you can ask questions to.
Yeah.
Join our friends at Family Natural Foods for those needs.
Sure. So we're going to, some products that we wanted to highlight. We have a new one from Terry. It's called PEA. That's the short version. Saying it, I might say it wrong, but I'm going to try because it's a big mouthful. It's Palma Ethyl Almonade. And that is why it goes by PEA.
Because
it's harder to say. I did practice that a few times, but it's a really cool product that isn't necessarily new to the industry, but it's new to Terry, and it's really giving more emphasis, just like Terry does, right? He really highlights these products. He brings education. He brings research to it. So he's showing us really good quality products and how it can help people. And this is one that's new, and we've had staff that have had great success, and now people. And so we just wanted to highlight this one today and really...
It's really taken off.
Really talk about it more.
PEA has been around, actually, I think from the 70s or something, like a long time. It has a long history.
Hmm.
But it really had... Like, I hadn't even heard of it in the health food world until maybe 5 years ago or so. And And I, you know, it's one of these things that, like, until when you get somebody like Terry behind a product and he really optimizes product to increase the absorption with it, uses his Gamazorb technology to help it get into the body even better. But I think when I think of this product, what I really think of is nerves. So anything related to your nerve and nervous system, and pain or dysfunction in the nerves. So we had probably one of the best testimonies is somebody had TMJ, and that's where your jaw, you get this jaw pain. It can give you headaches, kind of even migraines. You know,
if you've had it, you know how it's debilitating
really miserable. And there's you know, there's like some you can go to you can go to doctors where they kind of like I don't know, they make bite things to help correct it.
Yeah.
It's rather complicated to find, you know, results for. But anyways, this individual tried this for TMJ. We just sort of were like, try it out. I think it's supposed to work. There's research on it. And the first night they tried it, the TMJ was markedly improved.
Wow.
Like they could actually sleep.
Day one.
They could actually
day
sleep.
Day one. And that's that's a great example of something related to kind
of nerves. That's
really cool. A lot of stuff with neuropathy, sciatica. Also, like osteoarthritis, there's kind of a long list of stuff, and I'd say anything that you're kind of working on that has an element of nerve pain, tingling, numbness, something like that, that's where this is going to fit in really well. And it might work really well with Terry's other product, which is called Healthy Feet and Nerves, which is really been our top seller for neuropathy for years. I think this combination, some people take the Healthy Feet and Nerves and say like, well, this worked really good. I got like 70% better, which is amazing.
Wow.
You know, but if this is a new product, the PEA, but my thought is together we might get those people to 90% or some kind of number like that. It'll be this power duo. And I mean, we don't really remind people of this enough that all of Terry Natural's product have a money back guarantee. So here's two products. Let's say I had neuropathy and I came in, I was talking to Katrina. Neuropathy is tough. There's not really much you can do about it. A lot of times I think the pharmaceutical drugs are kind of like antidepressants or something like that. They put people on anxiolytics, something like that. So there's not a lot of natural, but for natural things, there's quite a few things. And here's two blockbusters. If Katrina said, hey, I guarantee you're going to feel better, your neuropathy is going to be better, or your money back, I'd be like, okay.
Why not? Why live with this debilitating pain when you could try something? And really, if it didn't work, you know, you get your money back, like Steven's saying
it's
here.
It's so easy. And you just have to follow the bottles. I always tell people, you got to take it the way it's intended to be taken.
Yeah.
And that's important, especially with these products, because you can't just take, you know, a half a dose or something and think it'll work. I always tell people, once you feel it working, you're getting the results you want,
Then try
dialing it back. Maybe you can take a little less. You know, it depends on the person. But that's my main advice: is take it as prescribed. You know, just like if you're at the doctor, and you'll get amazing results or your money back.
Yeah, which you can't beat that. It's pretty impressive. And there's a reason that Terry's able to do those kind of things, because his products stand up. And he's been able to stand by them. One of the things that I appreciate about him, too, is not standing on old sales like so many companies and so many different pharmaceutical companies out there do and everything, where they, hey, we've been doing this the same way we've always done it. We're just going to keep doing it that way. This man is right now, as we're speaking, doing homework and research.
Probably in a different country right now, going somewhere to learn about it. Yeah, he is always connecting with different people that are, you know, also researching, finding the next best thing. He's so connected. So he's got a handful of doctor, you know, friends, colleagues that I know, like Dr. Teitelbaum. He is a huge proponent of this PEA, and his specialty is in fibromyalgia, and that's such a debilitating one as well, chronic fatigue.
And also, I think you're probably getting to this, but like, he finds that like long COVID, which there's still people suffering with, is very similar to fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. So some of these things he's used for years, and some new things are what he's using for long COVID as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually there was a study done too that, you know, some people had a loss of smell or taste with COVID. Some people had it, some people didn't. And this PEA can help with recovering from that lost smell and taste as well. So, right, we're not even just talking about, hey, my muscles and my joints, my nerves hurt. that can help, but it also can help, like, again, the senses just so much more. Yeah. It's such a cool and very safe product. I mean, PEA, is, you can find it in different foods such as, like, meats, cheeses, butters, egg yolks, things like that. But we're not getting enough of those things or the quality of those things. And so this is a great product just to really, like, really dive into to nerve health, pain in general.
And when it comes to our feet, our nerves, these are two kind of things we don't think about all the time. They're not, they tend to be one of those last things we think about. You take these products, and as the gang has told you, you know, you get your money back if they don't work. But one of the things that I feel like is so cool about Terry's products, and in particular that what we're talking about here, is you're probably going to notice a difference pretty early on. I'm not saying within the hour, but within the days following, you're going to notice this.
Recent person with the TMJ pain. They noticed it the first night. It might have been in the first couple hours, I don't know, but they just said, like, the first time they took it, and they'd been suffering with this for years. So, like,
you mentioned, that's a big deal. Steven, some supplements, some over-the-counter things that are medicated things that we get, and those products oftentimes, if not every time, takes, you know, days, weeks sometimes to really feel the effect or work. It speaks to not only the ingredients of how important that is to Terry and what's going into these, but also how well they work and you know, what comes from doing your homework. And being a relentless mind like he has for this stuff.
Researcher and having the right team that can really, like, dive in, and they're always, you know, learning and getting the right best quality product.
Well, one thing that I really stand by with him, and I noticed right away, I was first doing Over the Back Fence on Saturdays and listening to a show when I first started really listening to him. And you think about, there's so many companies out there doing supplements and covering this kind of field. But there's only really, from my research and really understanding, there's only one true company that puts everything they got into this. Their research department, their all their marketing, the head of the company, all of these different things, like, they are all going towards the same goal, the healthy human being.
Their goal is to help people, which is that's how it should all be.
Yeah,
what we should all be doing.
If you can't tell that profit isn't the number one thing to Terry, again, as we will remind you, these products are money back guaranteed.
Right.
You don't see that from a lot of people.
No.
You don't, and you don't. You can also look at the numbers, and I've done this before. Not a lot of people return those products. Everybody, you know, he doesn't have to. There's not a lot of return to sender on that one. Yeah. His stuff stays.
And I like to remind people. I know, James, you're really good at this too. Is that Terry, we sponsor the Terry Talks Nutrition program. It's on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Here on this station. And he will be talking, if he hasn't already, about PEA.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that'll be a really, you know, he'll dive in. He'll probably give you more of the nitty-gritty details and the research behind it, too. But,
or if you want, you can stop to the store. We can hand it to you in a piece of paper.
We have a physical piece of paper. You can see some of this as well. But I like to highlight Terry Talks Nutrition on 8 a.m. on Saturday. Because he does such a good job of covering different categories. And I've been listening the last couple weeks. It's cool. He talks about, like, the products and how they can help for certain things. But he also talks about lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it isn't just a pill that fixes one thing. Mm-hmm. It can help, yes. A vitamin can totally help. But there is a lifestyle, too, as well to it. You know, it's how we eat. It's how we, what we think. You know, it's what we're doing our day to day, and, you know, our movement. All of those things are a very important part of overall health.
You get what you put in, and Terry gets that. That's why he puts a lot of love and a lot of good ingredients into these supplements. Are his products going to be on sale on the 20th that I see coming up this month, or
his,
is that
his products? We always have highlighted products of his on sale.
Right.
For the anniversary, we will have, we'll definitely be having all of his products
on
sale.
All of his stuff will be on sale. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're really interested in his products, Tom Heck will be in on Saturday. That's October 5th. And he's worked with Terry from day one. And we've worked with Tom since day one, basically, too. So we have a long relationship with him, and he's a great guy. If you want some extra attention on Terry's products and some extra questions, stop through on that Saturday. But otherwise, certainly, we can help you on any day of the week. And right now, even the PEA is on special. So anybody who wants to try it, don't hesitate. You don't have to wait until October 4th and 5th. Come in September. It's on sale.
Appreciate you. Thank you both for the time and everything.
everything you do for the community.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop on by Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. It's one of the best follows you will have come up on your timeline or anything of the above. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks a lot again for the time.
Take care.
More Midday Magazine coming up here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will rule on whether mobile voting vans can be used in future elections. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. A ruling is not expected until after the November election. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin may have fewer doctors if abortion isn't codified nationwide. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Med schools here in the Badger State had a 10% drop in applications after the Dobbs decision.
We are going to have severe issues in serving the needs of women in the state of Wisconsin.
The Women's Health Protection Act would codify Roe v. Wade nationwide. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Flags are flying at half-staff across Wisconsin and the nation today out of respect and remembrance for the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives in the attacks on September 11, 2001. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order making this a state day of service and remembrance to encourage all Wisconsinites to commit acts of service and give back to local neighbors and communities to honor the lives lost 23 years ago. You can honor the day by volunteering, engaging with your neighborhoods and communities, performing acts of kindness, or taking time to reflect on the significance of the day. The Verso paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids closed in 2020, taking away 900 jobs. Now the city has given a razing demolition permit to MRD Group, Inc. to salvage and demolish sections of the former mill. They'll leave a restored surface on the site where the city can pursue redevelopment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Drea DiMatteo says that when she auditioned for The Sopranos, she thought it was a show about opera. DiMatteo played the character Adriana on the show that ran for 6 seasons, and she's not the only cast member who at first thought the show was music-related. Jamie Lynn Sigler, who played Meadow Soprano, also thought she was auditioning for a show about singers, primarily because she had little TV experience and her background was in musical theater. Sigler told Justin Long on his Life is Short podcast that while at the audition, she did not see an accompanist, so she offered to sing a cappella for creator David Chase, the series producer, who seemed confused. Interestingly enough, neither Sigler or DiMatteo figured out the show was not about music until season 3. I made that last part up. These and other fun stories about The Sopranos can be viewed in the new documentary Wise Guy, David Chase and The Sopranos, airing on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-80s. Friday and this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or storm, and highs in the low 80s. For next week, lots of 80s, maybe a touch more humid. It's 82 right now.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk about the phenomenon of post-summer gelato. And I welcome the band Cat and the Hurricane, who will tell us all about their Midwestern tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we're joined right now by our great friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communications Specialist for Encourage, with us. Kim, we're going to talk to our guests and some friends in a moment here, but first, you and I wanted to start on a very solemn, strong moment.
Yes. If we could all, we understand that today is September 11th, and if we could all just take a moment to remember this historic and tragic day in our country, I would appreciate it. We are so fortunate in our community to have this beautiful fire and EMS memorial. So if you have an opportunity today to swing by, pay your respects, remember those that lost their lives and continue to have after effects from that and the families, I just think that would be a wonderful way to remember those that have served our country. We also have another really nice memorial in the Port Edwards community in Ripple Creek Park. I'm not sure how many people are aware, but one of our former Port Edwards residents by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Johnson actually was killed at the Pentagon on 9/11. So just appreciate all their sacrifice for us.
I appreciate you wanting to take the time on this and noting him for him, his family. I think that's very noteworthy and important to do. Something that I talked about on our morning show quite a bit, and I do every year on this date. I think that it is very important. All the things you said, Kim, and if I can just piggyback on that, especially in a year like this and times like this, it is important to remember the feelings that we had on 9/11 as well as 9/12, 9/13, 9/14, the weeks, the months after that, how unified we were as a country. How we came together. We need to get back to that. We need to remind ourselves of that, and we don't need a tragedy to remind us of it. And certainly any of our workers out there and so much of that, any chance to highlight firefighters, mm-hmm. some of these things, we're able to do that on this day. Let's remember that and honor those people. It's very well said.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We do have, there is no transition or anything, and there shouldn't be from something like that. But I do want to get into our conversation with not only talking about something very exciting for Encourage coming up, but some something really cool and exciting going on in our community. Let's start with 30th anniversary. Did I say that right, Kim?
Yes, absolutely. Nice. So I know we've mentioned this, and we're excited to continue to celebrate our 30th anniversary for Encourage Community Foundation. Back in 1994, our organization was established. We are a nonprofit community foundation serving the entire Southwood County area, including the town of Rome, and we do have some regional support as well, kind of aligning with Mid-State Technical College. And, you know, we take our role very seriously. We are very humbled by the opportunity to work for our organization and to serve our community. So this has just been an exciting year for us. And we're trying to highlight different things that we've done in different ways, on our social media, on our website, you know, conversations here. And I know I had mentioned earlier in the year, one of our anonymous donors had offered a $30,000 match to support our work. And that is, you know, in recognition of our 30th anniversary and just the incredible community support we have. And the donor was so pleased with the generous outpouring of community support that this person has offered another $30,000 match to continue to support our work. And, you know, at Encourage, one of our roles is managing endowed funds to support our community, nonprofits in our community, community programs and projects. And you need that endowed support in order to have long-term sustainability and viability for an organization. And so this anonymous match really does help support our work. You know, we've always focused on and talked about other organizations, and we're trying to get better about talking about us and asking for support for us. And the fact that so many people supported that first $30,000 match and another's offer, we're absolutely thrilled.
It's certainly going to be able to do all the things you said, and that is important and noted, but it also should be noted what the reason for that. Mm-hmm. People aren't putting money into something like that they don't believe in. They're right. Not going to put money into something that they don't see a reputation for doing good work in the community. For 30 years, you guys have been doing that. So this isn't just being thrown at you for out of charity. It's being thrown at you because they know you're going to do something with this money.
Yes.
They know you're going to be able to do good work with it. From big projects to small projects to gray areas that we don't often think about, Encourage for 30 years has been able to cover these bases for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to see. And as somebody being in this chair for a couple of years now, I've really been spoiled getting to see so much of this and talking with you on and off about the different organizations, where they start and where they are now. That's kind of cool to think about, too, when you look at Encourage's history.
Absolutely. And organizations themselves, and also some of the programmatic work that we've been able to support, you know, primarily grant funded. And so, you know, as the grant funding comes in, we're able to shift our focus. And when we have the capacity to take something on, we do. And it's been wonderful. Tonight, I'm actually talking with the Teen Leadership Program, which I know Heart of Wisconsin was on with you last week.
Yeah.
And we actually started that program in our community. So we had managed that for 11 years, and great program, and we're so excited to see it come back and kind of come back to its roots in this current year. So it's full circle moments, and it's very exciting.
There's a lot of exciting things that you guys are doing over at Encourage. I want to get into some of those with you, Kim, but before we get too far ahead, if people are listening and they have ideas or they have thoughts that they would like to see what they could do about them and maybe how they can impact the community, how can they reach out to Encourage?
Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or send us an email at hello@encouragecf.org. We'd love to have a conversation. That's where it starts.
We will get that information out again before we wrap up, Kim, but we have to talk about Team Rapids. We have some great guests in with us, and you have a new field of interest fund established for this.
Right. It is for Team Rapids, so I'm super excited about our guests today.
Yeah. We want to welcome into to the WFHR stage from Team Rapids. We have Jay Bemke with us. Jay, thank you for being here.
Morning. Thank you for having us.
Jay, did I get the last name
you
right?
Did.
I did. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Mark that down, Pam. I got a last name right. And we have Mr. Gus Mancuso with us. I know I got that one right.
Yep.
Yeah. Gus, it is good to see you. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Appreciate that.
I would be remiss journalistically if I did not mention I care very much about this man. It was one of the best principals I've ever been around or ever had. I greatly appreciate what you did for me as an individual, but also for our school and our community. So thank you very much, Ms. Mancuso. I haven't seen you in a long time, so
got
a little tongue-tied around you, man, for a second there. I want to talk about Team Rapids. Before we get too into it, though, I want to get into the founding story of Team Rapids, where this all began. I love a good origin story. Which one of you would like to start off with that?
I'll start with that. Okay. Thank you again for having us. One of the three people that are involved right now is not here. His name is Luke Weiland. We are the trustees or the board directors of what is now Team Rapids, which is an endowment fund with Encourage. The story starts really back in 1980 when we were together. Jay and I were together. I was coaching Jay. Jay was a football player on the 1980 football team. And that team was very, very successful with a number of really, really strong individuals, which have been very, very successful. And in 1980, we obviously had that team. And in 2020, we wanted to have a 40-year reunion. That was delayed because of COVID, but we did have it in 2021. And we had an excellent turnout. They came from all parts of the country, and we honored them in our football program at the time, and we really stayed fairly close over that next year. Unfortunately, in the summer of 2023, last summer, our team captain, a very, very close friend of Jay's, as well as highly respected quarterback, Steve Tempest, passed away due to cancer. So the team rallied again and came back. Many people came back from all over again as well. And then afterwards, the two of the individuals on the team approached Jay and I and said that we would like to help the school and the football program because of its meaningful experiences in 1980. That 1980 team, they were Valley Conference champs and finished second in the state, lost in the state finals in a close game. So they had some very, very positive memories. And so they said, we'd like to help out, and we'd like to help by establishing an endowment based on a large initial donation that they gave. So we had this money that we were obviously trusted with to help the community, focused around sports and athletics to begin with. And so we sat down then with Encourage and became interested in starting an endowment. We searched out several different ways to do that, a foundation. We found out that a foundation was really kind of over our head in terms of managing it. And we had an excellent opportunity and I think a track record with Encourage in terms of its success rate. And so there began lots of discussions with them over the course. It's not as easy as everybody thinks to just walk up and say, hey, we want to start an endowment. Obviously, Jay and I felt very, very humbled, but yet very, very responsible for doing this the right way. Because this is really our community's legacy, but more importantly at this point in time, it's our legacy in terms of doing it right. So we sat down with Encourage over several meetings, and we were also exploring other opportunities, but when push came to shove, we found out that Encourage was the best way to go. Obviously, it's the best way to go because we've got a lot of faith and trust in the people there. And then, Kim, as you already know, will take care of anything that you ask and go beyond. And that means the little things like thank you letters, keeping us up to date, positioning us in the community on a continuing basis. So it's been really, really good. Since then, we have developed a web page, and we also have a brochure that you have a copy on. And we are also in the process over the last, actually, I was looking at our notes, September of 2023, we began doing an outreach to the community to find out exactly. So we had a parallel activity both at the time, trying to get an endowment going, but then also discovering the needs of the community. Where could this endowment be best used, and where could the people be told that we're going to donate to make it impactful on the community? So we gathered lots of information, and I think this is an excellent time for Jay to step in and tell you and our audience what we've been up to over the last year.
Yeah. Jay, as far as the mission, the purpose, if you can get into that for us. Thank you, Gus.
Yeah.
So the mission initially started out was we were going to support Lincoln High School football, but as Coach said, we had some time in between. We got out in the community a little bit, and I think we realized that the need in the community is a lot more than just the football team. So Some of our stops along the way, we spent some time with United Way, with Terry at United Way, saw NACE's presentation, which is a health program for kids in the community. We met with our park and rec director, who's also tied into some youth sports. We were at the library with Catherine. Spent a lot of time with Lincoln High School, with the principal, with the athletic director, with coaches, multiple meetings with them. We did stop in over at the middle school with the athletic director, assistant principal. Youth sports in the community, we've started to touch base with them. And then I guess the last piece is kind of what we're working on right now is a grant application that could benefit Port, Assumption, Lincoln, and Nakusa. And we're just really in the early stages of that right now. I think one of our proudest partnerships and one of the most successful things is our partnership that we have with the Boys and Girls Club in the community right now. And if you want to maybe describe that a little bit.
One of our mission statements, in addition to helping the sports programs and other non-funded clubs at Lincoln High School, having been up there for 30 years, there's probably about 50 different activities in the building. And the vast majority of those are clubs where there are stipends given to the advisors, but the kids have to do all their fundraising or the vast majority of it on their own. So that's one area that we have, I think, a sweet spot for, to help clubs in the area, starting with the Wisconsin Rats Public Schools to do. We also, our second mission statement is to overcome barriers to athletics. That is one that we feel very strongly about. And one of the things that I have been observing, because I'm still coaching, so I have seen our free and reduced numbers go from in the 90s and early 2000s to maybe 20 to 30% now, our free and reduced lunch numbers, and I could go into more detail at a later time, or someone from the district could, you know, they're approaching 50%, which means that our families are struggling in the buildings to meet normal kinds of things that many of us, and probably lots of people listening to this, take for granted. We have an increase in single parent families. The divorce rate is still around 50%. So as a football coach still, which I'm very grateful to be able to do, I see these kids every day, and I see some of the backgrounds that they're coming from. And it's a changed dynamic and a demographic from what it was 20 years ago when we had over 4,000 people in this community working in our mills. So that has been very, very significant in our work. And one of the barriers is that in this particular year, or in the recent years, football players start school 3 weeks before school starts. So we have freshmen that are coming to the high school that don't have rides, and many of our older kids have cars. So there's a gap in that ninth grade class. So this year we entered into a partnership with Jennifer Allen, who's been just a rock star at the Boys and Girls Club in terms of helping us and getting together. So we ran a shuttle bus for early practice for the ninth graders, and we wanted to start small, work big, and we had three kids take advantage of it. One was for a while coming in riding his bike from Rudolph to the Boys and Girls Club. Then they would pick him up and then drive him over and pick up two kids on the east side. So those kids were then able to get to practice. And I talked to two of the three parents, and they were extremely grateful because both of them were working and they couldn't get him to football practice. So it's those kinds of things that we're trying to do. Now, there's a chance that those kids wouldn't have been able to play football had they not gotten out, because what we find is that when school starts and a player and a kid knows that he's missed 3 weeks of practice, he's less likely to want to come out. So that's why we want to get them early. Next year, we hope to expand the program to other sports that are in the fall, in the early, late summer for the fall practice, like soccer, and other programs. But again, those are the kinds of things that we're actually trying to do to overcome those barriers. We also have a lot of kids that are supposed to be fundraising and trying to earn. It's astronomical about how much all of our programs in Southwood County have to fundraise to participate, because the school district dollars, and rightly so, because the money is very, very tight, they can't provide everything that the program needs. So we have a large, large emphasis on fundraising here in our community.
You guys are doing again, similar to what I was talking about with Kim about the encouragement and the courage mantra, the courage mission of covering areas that don't always get covered. You've already talked about and touched on some of those. And sports can oftentimes, as much as it can be in our the top of our minds and everything, and be something that gets us to, you know, root for our home teams and everything, it can also be lost in the shuffle when it comes to the importance it can have in society and what it can do and the opportunities it can create. Long before, and I don't have to tell you guys this, the stats of kids that go on to play in college, or the kids from college that go on to play in pros. You never know who's going to make it, who isn't, or anything. But what you do know is that sports can build confidence. Sports can build teamwork, teamship, and so many different things that it can build in a young mind and a young human being. And being able to have more opportunities for this and get more kids to be able to be a part of this. This one example alone is worth it to me, let alone the amount of other things that you guys are doing to kind of cover this gray area again that doesn't always get covered. It's noteworthy, especially coming from both of you that have experienced this and are currently in the middle of this and everything. That means something not only to the community, but I imagine too to people when we're trying to get support for this and what you're doing. When it comes to that, how can people support the cause in Team Rapids?
So we've got a website, we've got a pamphlet out there. If you go to the football games on Friday night, Lincoln Place Spash.
Oh yeah, they
Friday
do.
Night.
Oh yeah, they
Friday
do.
Night, 7 o'clock, over at the high school. So if you watch the big board, we'll run our stuff up there a little bit. But we do have a website. It's TeamRapidsFund.com. We've got a Facebook page that's as well, Team Rapids Fund. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you have questions, reach out there. Mm-hmm. And the website, we have the ability to take donations through that, or call Encourage, and they can point you in the right direction.
Yeah. If you go to encouragecf.org and then go to our giving page, we actually have a drop down where you can select the type of fund or cause that's important to you, and we made sure to have a spot for Team Rapids, so you can just select that and make your donation online. If I could do a little personal plug here, so you were talking about how sports can instill that confidence, right? So I was very, very shy growing up, and I still am an introvert to some extent, an extroverted introvert, but between performing with dance and singing, I was a cheerleader, believe it or not, and actually I did make a donation to Team Rapids in honor of my cheerleading days.
Oh,
so, you know, you can make donations for whatever is, for whatever reason. Yeah. You know, whether you were on a team yourself or you were impacted by it, you went to the games, mm-hmm. you know somebody that was, you just want to support and help reduce those barriers, which is very important. Whatever your reason, everybody can give, and every dollar amount matters.
Thank you for including that, Kim.
Yep, thank you. Thank you.
As we're wrapping up, guys, Kim, again, if people want to follow up on this, they want to know more, not only about Team Rapids, but ways that they can work with Encourage, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, give us a call at 715-423-3863 or email us at hello@encouragecf.org. And one very important thing about giving to Team Rapids, to Encourage, or any other organization, we are a nonprofit organization. We are 501c3, so every donation that is made is tax deductible as allowed to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
We are able to accept gifts in many different ways, cash, check, the normal. But if people have IRAs, if they want to take care of their QCD, their qualified charitable donation, as long as it's not a donor advice fund, we're able to process that. So there's so many different ways that you're able to participate in giving. And with this Team Rapids, in addition to the match that we have, mm-hmm. They have a donor that by donating their your dollar essentially will be doubled, mm-hmm. Because matched. It will unlock other dollars that are in the fund. Mm-hmm. So unlocking that has a doubling impact.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Kim, and thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Jay, Gus, thank you so much for the time and what you're doing for our communities. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.